locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
See GE's Profile Appliance Series at your local Home Depot and get rebates up to $500 when you buy two or more Profile appliances through March 27th.
Stop the presses. Stop the music and stop the presses right now.
I used the word tournament a while ago for this Associated Physicians Group thing. It's not a tournament. Now, I've tried to teach. I know Dan is a professor at a broadcast facility, but he's still in the learning phase. And I've tried to teach you and teach him what I do. It's a technique I use where I deliberately make a mistake. Remember that?
So that I get
a chance to come back and talk about it again, thus giving it double exposure.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant technique that I invented and created. And I did it a while ago when I talked about Stonewolf. I said it's a golf tournament. It's not a tournament. I did that on purpose. It's a health and fitness expo. And it's Saturday, March 30th, 10 o'clock a.m. to 1 p.m. And I'm not going to take a lot of time here into Jose's segment, but it's at Stonewolf Golf Course, and Stonewolf and APG Pain Management and Physical Therapy are going to have this health and fitness expo. You guys know I'm into fitness. You know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Yep. You many times I know that you have interrupted when Jose and I have been working out in the gym.
Yep.
I know you guys have come in and bothered
us.
We don't like that, do we, Jose?
No. No, sir. I want to be left alone when I'm in there.
How many times have we said to them, we're working out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so many times I can't count it.
Yeah. So what they're going to do is they're going to analyze your swing, and there's all kinds of neat stuff here. But here's the thing. You enter in this drawing for a Nike, get ready, Nike Victory Red Driver.
Whoa.
I don't know much about clubs, but I know this is like a coveted, great, big deal. And it only costs for this whole expo $20 at the door, $10 if you register before March 24th. And again, it's all on the link. If the link is not up on my site yet, their site is linked, and it's on their site. So, APG, you'll see it March 30th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Once again, I have masterfully found a way to do something twice and give it double exposure. Bruce, you can play his music, Jose's music now. There they are, right there. Well, it's time to talk a little tech talk. We have a man who talks that talk. His name is Jose Hernandez. He's brought to you by Oric and the 7 locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. A lot of great products in there, including what many people believe are the world's greatest vacuum cleaners. You'll see all the other products, too. Tell them your AM and the PM. We appreciate that. Here are the phone numbers, because the way this works, Jose's going to talk a little tech talk, and then you're going to ask him questions about, you know, phones, computers, TVs, whatever. Here are the numbers, and I would do it now and get on the screen, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. As you call, we introduce Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
How are you, Jose?
I'm excellent, Frank.
I don't really have anything to share. I do have an article I might get to later. I didn't watch Star Trek, but there was apparently in the series a thing called a tricorder. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And what, you held it up to your body and it would diagnose? It's here. I mean, we're living in the age of the Jetsons. And I guess it's going to be part of your iPhone, just like your iPhone does everything else. It'll grab songs out of the air and identify them for you. That cue reader amazes me.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, and you're going to be able to hold it up to your chest, your iPhone, or another body. It'll measure blood flow and pressure and heartbeat and lung capacity. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's all I really have.
Okay.
Anybody, Dan, Peon, anything?
No technical problems.
It is all yours.
I have three quick things to talk about, and then I need you guys' help with an ethical problem I'm having.
Well, we're the best at that when it comes to that.
Samsung Galaxy S4 is out. The most impressive thing about it that I've seen so far is it has a 2600 milliamp battery, which is an excellent battery for life.
That's what I was going to say. I think 2600 milliamp is a really good battery.
Apple has always believed that sealed batteries are the best way to get higher capacity. As far as sealed in the phone, the Samsung Galaxy battery will come off the back of it like all the other Galaxies.
I hate that. That
Apple makes you
buy
all a whole
the
new phone.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Second thing is Dell is getting ready to launch April 16th a new tablet. It's going to be around $900. It is 18.4 inches.
Wow. Let me show you half of that right here. Here's half of that. Right there.
That's the biggest laptops.
It is. For those of you counting along, that's twice the size of an iPad.
Oh, my goodness.
And in December, Amazon had announced that it was going to have a Kindle phone. They had sent an order off to the Foxconn people, who are the same people that Apple used for touchscreens. It's supposed to be available middle of 2013, somewhere between $100 and $200. It's delayed in engineering. They can't seem to get it quite figured out how to make a phone out of an e-reader.
Let's go back to this tablet. It's bigger than an iPad.
Twice the size of an iPad.
Now at what point do you start holding a flat screen TV in your lap? I mean, really.
Here's
the deal. I see people holding up, I mentioned this the other day, holding up these iPads, taking pictures with them at a concert. Do you want the person in front of you holding up something the size of a billboard to taking pictures, blocking the view? You can't. I don't know.
At one point, things seem to be getting a lot smaller. Now, all of a sudden, they're getting bigger.
Well, the people that are buying them are getting older. Our eyes are getting worse. The nice thing about an 18-inch tablet, though, is after you take the picture, you can launch your lighter app and turn it and face the band with an 18-inch lighter.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah.
And now, if I may, my ethical problem.
All right.
Hypothetically speaking, let's say that I am preparing for St. Patrick's Day. I am extremely...
You are really early if you're preparing now.
I'm preparing now, and I am stressed. I am just freaking out all the things I have to do. And a good friend of mine, we'll call him Terry... Mm-hmm. Terry says, is there anything I can do to help you? And I said, Terry, you know what? I have a recipe from my mother who's been dead, some 20 years now. If you could just take this recipe to your house and in the next couple of days make it for me and then bring it back, that would help me greatly.
Is it brownie marijuanas or marijuana brownie?
No, I think it would be something Irish. Well, let's say soda bread.
Ah.
Okay, Mom had a special recipe. Hypothetically, I'm Irish, so I have a good recipe for it. Terry goes home and loses the recipe.
Oh.
So instead of calling me to tell me that them have lost the recipe, they go to the internet and they find a stock issue one each soda bread recipe and they make it. Now, when it arrives, I notice it's different.
Mm-hmm.
What should I do? Should I confront Terry or just accept the fact that she... lost my mother's recipe, which I had the only copy of.
Have you addressed it at all yet?
No, I haven't. I haven't addressed it yet.
Well, I would start with where. How do you know that she? Let's say it's a she lost it.
Well, let us say that at the soiree, she was consuming large amounts of alcohol and telling everyone else around her how guilty she felt that she had lost it and gone to the internet, but she didn't want to tell me, the host. That this had happened.
Yeah, well, here's where you and I may be different. I would lay her out. I'd say, you know what? How dare you not come to me and just at least first tell me what happened? This would be a whole lot easier for this relationship, and our friendship's probably ending right now. If you had said to me, not to everybody else when you're drunk on your butt, that you'd screwed up and lost this recipe, which really meant a lot to me, by the way. And then your lesson is you should have copied it.
Right.
And you know that now, obviously.
Right. Well, I would have expected I would have gotten a phone call like the day she lost it to go, listen, by the way, I can't seem to find it. Do you have a copy?
Have another copy.
Right.
Yeah. Now, this is all on her.
Yeah.
One, for losing it. Two, for telling everybody else but you. And I think you just lost a friend. I'm never reluctant. I've had a couple of people over the years that I thought we were friends until they did some bonehead thing and either didn't tell me or I didn't like the way they told me, and we're not friends anymore. We don't talk. That's just it. That's it for me.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Dan, same thing?
I would say the same thing.
Yes.
She should have told you right away.
Three votes to lose the friend. I appreciate it.
I'll say.
Phone calls, please.
Oh, that's right. We have them. We start with John. John, say hi to Jose.
Me too.
he agrees with us.
Hi, guys.
Hi, John.
I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Jose.
John.
Facebook. Every once in a while, I'll get like a message that says, Frank needs help. Your help finding a sheep for Farmville.
Okay.
Or little button that says, search everybody in the 1969 yearbook. And when I click on there, it says that it'll share or get your general information.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Yeah, do you have a Facebook account that you play Farmville on?
No, I do not.
It is a piece of malware. It's phishing. It's trying to get more information about you so they can send you more things to eventually get money out of you.
What am I missing here? What's Farmville?
Farmville is a Facebook game.
Or Farmville.
It is a virtual farm that you go and plant crops and harvest crops, and your friends put farms next to your farm, and you share farm animals and send each other gifts. Oh. Mafia Wars is the other famous Facebook
exactly.
one where you're out killing people.
So it's just phishing.
Yeah, I would ignore it. Do you run Malware Bytes?
Yes.
Okay. And it's probably coming out of an Internet Explorer browser, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I would switch browsers to Chrome or Firefox as soon as you can.
Okay. Will do.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Let me just 1 second here. Farmville.
Farmville. Yeah,
are you in this?
No.
I don't play any
games on Facebook.
I'm not.
So it's a game.
It's a game.
How do you win? Your crops don't die and the other guy's crops
die? You never win.
There is no winning.
Wow, that sounds great.
It's just you go on and keep going.
Keep going. You can actually then go to a website that Farmville put up and buy special animals.
Mm. Right.
Like rainbow-colored sheep.
I could not get this more. I don't understand why anybody would do this. But hey, who am I? Does it have a lot of players? I guess it does.
Oh my God, it's overrun.
But it's a game you cannot win.
No. There's no win to it. You just keep making, you know, if you don't harvest your crops in time, they die. And
What's the point, though? I mean, there's no competition.
Boredom.
You have other friends, and their make-believe crops are growing.
Right.
And yours are,
right.
Wow.
That's correct.
You can show off your better farm.
Yeah, well, you can design crops in your farm to be little designs. And it's
somebody's got too much time on their hands.
A lot of people.
Let's go to Shirley. Shirley, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose. How's it going?
It's good, Shirley. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Frank, Jose
yes.
left a part of that story out. He left the part out where the host was 3 sheets to the wind by the time the story was going around.
The host...
Hypothetically, the host was drunk by the time the story had passed to the other people.
Yeah.
So
I don't think the host cared a whole lot.
At that point, the host would have to wake up the next morning and realize that soda bread had been changed.
Yeah, true.
My question is, my computer's running real slow. What would be a good software to install to get rid of malware and everything else?
I would go to a website called malwarebytes.org, malwarebytes.org. They have a free product for home use. I would download that one. And then I would either go and get AVG's free 2013 antivirus, or there's another one called Avast, AVAST. Either of those should do very well for you.
Great. Thanks, Jose.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you, Shirley. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We got one line open. We might get one extra one in after we get these. This is Jim next. Jim, say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Jim.
Speaking.
No, that he's just acknowledging you.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jose. Hi, Frank. I'm AM to PM.
That's close enough.
What may I do for you, Jim?
Well, question. I have cable modem with a router built in. Do you know if the as far as the extender that you could get with on the aftermarket that would extend the range of the router? Do those really work, or are they just kind of, you know, a toy?
The wireless access points is what the extender is called, and they work fabulous. The only problem is they're hardwired. So you would have to take one of the ports on the back of your router,
right,
plug a network cable into it and run it 100 feet or 50 feet or whatever direction you want to go with it, and then plug in the extender device, and it basically carries the wireless signal to that point.
So there's no wireless booster?
No. Well, the wireless boosters actually cut the bandwidth in half.
Mm.
So it slows it down if you're looking for that.
So the one that they have out there says wireless, you just plug into the outlet, those really don't work then?
They work okay. They're just going to slow your bandwidth down because they have to have some way to extend the signal.
Oh, I see. So if you hardwired it to, like, from the front of the house to the back of your house with that extender, then you would get a better signal on another part of the house, I assume.
That's correct.
Oh, okay. So it's better to run the wire then in this case.
I would think so. And or if you could just move the initial access point somewhere toward the middle of the house.
Yeah, that's true. So, okay, I will give that a try. Thank you.
Good luck.
Jim, thank you. I like this name, Julene. Is that right, Julene?
That is correct, Frank.
How are you? Good. Say hi to Jose.
Hi, Jose.
Hello, Julene.
Hey, I just bought an iPad, and I can't get KTRS in my home for some strange reason. I have a lot of static in there.
Why would you want to?
Huh?
Why would you want to? I'm kidding. Sort of.
Anyway. Anyway. Yes, I did it. So I went to download the app to stream it on my iPad, and it says that app's not available in the U.S.
Wow, we must have gone overseas with it.
Well, it's not true, because it's on my iPhone. I have the KTRS app. And it's crystal clear.
And how do you get that? Did you go to the KTRS website to get it?
No, I just typed in, do you have an iPhone?
I have an iPad.
I was saying, I just went to where it says app, that app icon. I tapped it, and in the search bar, I typed KTRS. Boom, there it came. I hit install. And
wow.
That was it. Yeah.
So, Frank, you answered my question and not Jose.
Wow. Sounds like you owe me a big thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I will give that a try.
In the meantime, young lady.
Yes.
If you will go to your app store and find an app called TuneIn Radio.
Okay.
And then you can download that, and you can select KTRS from. It'll ask if it's okay to find your location from the GPS in your phone. If your GPS is turned on, you say yes. It'll give you all the radio stations locally to you, of which KTRS will be one of them.
Yeah, or you can just type KTRS in that as well, and it'll pop up as it looks like any radio.
Cool.
And I am going to go check to see where our app is and why it's not in the American app.
Julene,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
Let's get Tim in here, and then we'll wrap her up. Tim, say hi to Jose.
Hello, Jose. Hi, Frank. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Tim.
Hallelujah. What can I do for you, Tim?
Jose, I was told once that I've got AVG on my computer, and I had malware bytes one time, and I was under the impression that they fought each other and battled and screwed up my computer.
That I wouldn't believe that. AVG searches specifically for viruses, and malware bytes kind of overlaps a little bit, but it searches for a bunch of other little annoying things that are out there.
Okay.
So you should be okay running both of them together. AVG, at least the free version, will run constantly, and then you kind of manually set up a full scan. But malware bytes, you have to manually run it each time you want to have a look for what's in there.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you. No problem.
Tim, thanks for listening. We appreciate that. There you go. He's out. We're out. Theme music comes in. Bruce Limprist and the boys, and we thank Jose Hernandez once again. He'll be back next week. If you can't wait a week, here's his email address. It is techquestions@ktrs.com. That's techquestions@ktrs.com. He's brought to you by OREC and the 7 locally owned and operated OREC home care centers. Give it up for Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. Hey, that soda bread, is that actually what it's called?
Yeah.
So is it like beer bread?
I've never had beer bread.
Oh, beer bread is fantastic.
Irish soda bread is what it's called.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm sorry you lost that recipe. That sounded like some good stuff.
It's okay. The internet apparently has recipes for it.
All right, there he goes. There goes Jose. And in from the imaginary green room where he's been pampered and eating hors d'oeuvres and given sparkling water comes John Londoff. John, how are you?
Well, what am I eating?
It's an imaginary green room.
You know, imaginary green room.
Yeah, all these TV shows have the green room, and the guests, before they come out, they always say, well, I was back in the green room. And that's where they serve them, bottled water or drinks and hors d'oeuvres, make them comfortable. I have an imaginary green room for our radio people.
Well, you could actually probably send something here to us that would not be imaginary that we could snack on before we do the segment.
Here we go. Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
How's that sound?
Okay, I'll do it.
I know. Anytime I start talking about spending some money, you kind of get a little,
Unless it's on me. If it's spending money on me, I don't have a problem.
Well, what about me?
Well, that sounds gay.
I see we have a problem here.
It seems gay. If I spend money on you, that's like Oprah buying that $8 million penthouse for Gayle King.
What if you spend money on the managers here and I don't get anything? It's for, you know, the people that really make Johnny Londop Chevrolet run.
Yeah, but they don't sign the check. You do. So if I do anything, it'll be for you.
But to a degree, they really do. They're the ones that, they do the lion's share of the work. And they're the ones that get to, take care of your great listeners.
Do they sit around and vote on what radio stations you stay on and what stations you get off of?
We have a lot of discussion, a lot of brainstorming.
Oh, man, I might need to get a food tray over there pretty quick. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
You might need to.
I get it. How's everything?
It's great. Great. How was your St. Patrick's weekend?
Just another day that I don't wear green. I don't celebrate it. I don't get it. I don't care that people do. I get that people do, but I'm not a partier. I've never been to a New Year's Eve party, and I've never been to a St. Patrick's Day party, and I've never gone out for St. Patrick's Day. I am a boring, reclusive hermit who is
not. Do you think later in life that you'll regret that you didn't do any of those things?
Yes. I think sometimes I regret it now. People talk tell stories. Remember that St. Patrick's Day we rented that limo? I don't have any of those stories because I didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
I just, not
New
much.
New Year's Eve. I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, I married a beautiful Irish girl, so we celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Now, can I ask her maiden name?
Keneally. Mary.
Oh, that's Irish.
Keneally. Yeah.
Oh, Keneally. Mary Keneally.
Robert Keneally, her father, was a graphic artist, and he would, when they were all younger, even with the parade, they would get shamrocks painted on their cheeks, and it's just a big celebration of life. You know?
What separates a graphic artist from an artist?
I think they do graphics.
Okay. All righty. That settles that.
That's pretty good.
Very graphic. I don't know.
So her name is Mary?
Mary Elizabeth.
And how did the Mimi?
Her older brother, John Keneally, a great chef in town, he couldn't say Mary Elizabeth. It came out Mimi Ishbish, and the Mimi stuck.
Mimi Ishbish.
Well, I think her name, you ought to call her Ishbish. Why'd you go with Mimi and not Ishbish?
I think I'll stick Mimi. If I want to eat,
if I want to
wake up in the morning, I'd better just stick with Mimi Honey. How's that?
Yeah.
You know? But you know what she did Saturday?
Yeah.
We ran the St. Louis, the St. Patrick's Day, five-mile run downtown.
Oh, that's I wanted to do that. That's what
it
was. That's another thing I forgot
to do. Well, we called
do.
And you didn't answer the phone. I said, call us back. You know, we get the run in 2 weeks, and you... I even said I was going to pay, so I thought that would turn you. That would, you know.
Well, you talk about two different lifestyles. I cannot imagine running five blocks. I can't run. I have my feet go out sideways. they do like a duck. They don't walk straight. Yeah, they do. I don't walk straight.
Yeah,
I walk
do,
with my feet pointing out east and west, and I've never been able to run very well.
You don't walk straight. So, would you walk into things when you're walking?
No, but my feet don't. My front of my toes aren't pointed forward. They're pointed out to the side. So I'm not walking.
I hate to say this, but I've walked with you quite a few times, and I've.
Well, you'll notice it now.
No, I've never seen that.
Well, you'll see it now.
I'll have to focus a little better when I watch you walking.
But I don't...
Do I need to help you so that you don't fall down when we're together?
No, it's not that bad. But not everybody's a runner. Some people just can't run. Peon, I bet you don't run.
No.
You don't seem like a runner to me. Some people are born to run. They just run. I read an article. There's a guy, and this is a true story because I remember when he finished it. He ran, and you got to tell Mimi Ishmish this. He ran. he ran 50 full marathons. That's 26 mile marathons. You guys will remember this story. He ran 50 of them, 50 consecutive days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
He ran a 26 mile marathon every day for 50 days.
That's ridiculous.
The doctor said he was like a freak of nature, that he literally could start running and just keep running. While he was on the move, he would take in some water and a little nutrition. He could run. They don't even know when he would stop running.
He's like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, just keep running.
Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Can you imagine 50?
I don't believe that.
No, no, it's a true story.
No, it's not his name.
No, I'll. You know what? Okay, I'm not. All right, I'm going to Google it, and I will send you a link to the article. I just read it, an update on it the other day. He's a real guy. It's a real story.
No, no, he's not a real guy. A real guy would have something else to do for those other 49 days. I could see running a marathon.
Oh, man.
And then doing another one, you know, 6 months later. But a real guy doesn't run 50
I'm going to make a note. I'm going to make a note right now. John Longoff called me a liar.
Yeah, right, I'm not calling you a liar. I'm
embellishing. I'm writing it down.
Hold on. Did you not maybe insinuate that I was a liar when I was talking about Jeff Gordon and the YouTube on the?
I did not say you were a liar. I said you were not informed and naive about it. If you thought it was all legit, because it wasn't.
Now we can play that back because I don't think there was any mention of naive or not being aware. You just you know. You called me a liar.
No,
that runner's
I did
name
not.
Is, that runner's name is Dean Karnaz.
Thank you.
50 states, 50 marathons, and 50 days.
And Dan Strauss, head of our research department.
That was Doug Schaefler called that in.
And what's his name? What's his name in the runner?
Dean Karnaz.
Spell it.
I don't know. I don't know how to spell it.
Karnaz?
I thought you were Googling Dean Karnaz.
No, no. I said Doug Schaefler called it.
Now, if you Google
Dean. Doug's a runner.
If you Google Dean who ran 50 marathons in 50 days, boom, the whole story will pop right up.
Yeah.
It's the real deal. Thank you, Doug, for that. Doug still feels like he owes me because he broke my back on vacation.
That's right.
That's right.
A long story. But,
one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Now, the Gordon, Jeff Gordon thing, what people didn't know was, and I watched it, and I was, as soon as I saw it, suspect. I thought, okay, this is not what it seems to be. He wasn't even driving that entire time. It was a stunt driver. He got in the car. They got footage. But all of the driving you saw in the video wasn't him when he was in the car with that salesman. So the whole thing was, they fudged on it a little bit. It's still fun.
It's funny.
Yeah, but it was.
It
by the way,
funny.
On the windshield of the Camaro, it said 09. There was no 09 of that Camaro. It came out in 10. So there are a couple of things that kind of jump out as, something's not quite right.
There you go. Boy, you don't miss a beat.
I'm like a detective.
You really, CIA.
I'm like a CIA.
CIA.
Yeah.
I start calling you that. Agent Pinion.
Agent Pinion, yeah.
Agent Pinion.
I want that. I want that. You know, I want that gold badge you wear on your belt, but with my stomach, nobody would see it.
You want a gold badge on your belt?
You know, the guys that wear the badge down on their belt.
Why are we talking about your belt right now?
because I'm fat, and if I were...
You're not fat. You just
if I were a detective, those guys I see on TV, and they've got the badge on their belt, I'd have to say, is it okay if I wear it on, like, my lapel or something, because my stomach will cover it up, and they won't know I'm a cop.
What kind of a belt do you have on now?
It's a black leather plain fat guy belt.
Where do you go buy that?
Any old cheap store. You know what I can't wear? You know those cowboy belt buggers are great big. It looked like you could serve hors d'oeuvres on them, but the serving tray.
I can't wear those.
I can't wear those.
Why?
Well, because they're for skinny guys. You look at the guy rodeo guys that wear. They have real flat stomachs. They're skinny. Because it would cut into your guts if you wore that and you tried to sit down because it's a huge size of a saucer. Like a wrestling, those belts the wrestlers get, those kind of buckles. Let's talk about the car business. How's it going?
Good, really good. But
last time was great.
Could always be better. We got a couple of pre-owned specials. Mark Thornton, Mike Price.
I'd like to hear about
pre-owned department. 2009 Ford Expedition XLT 4x4. 2009 Ford Expedition XLT four-wheel drive, third row seating. Only $18,900.
Good deal.
I think those guys have gone crazy.
Yeah.
I really do. 2011 Silverado LT. 2011 LT Silverado.
Practically new.
22,000 miles. Only $22,900. Let me go over that again because I want to make sure you're sitting down.
Yeah.
2011 Silverado LT Extended Cab. 22,000 miles. Loaded up. Only $22,900. 2010 Silverado LT Extended Cab, only 50,000 miles for $17,900. So
wow.
Some unbelievable deals. 2007 Silverado Crew Cab, only $12,900. Are these guys going crazy with these prices?
They've gone crazy.
God, it goes crazy. Absolutely crazy. Interest rates lower than ever before. Great time to buy. We need your trade. we need your trade so bad. We just have to prove it to you. And we've had a great number of your listeners that came in over the weekend. So thank you to all of them. We've been so busy making people happy with great deals on new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles that the team was not able to give me information of names and information on the customers that listen to the program. So I'll have that next time we chat.
All right. We'll thank them. By name, we'll thank them.
We are here late tonight. Late. As late as you want, we will be here for you. I don't think they got out of here until about 8 o'clock on Saturday. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit, like Mary Elizabeth. Washington Elizabeth exit at Interstate 270 in beautiful Florissant, Missouri. 24/7, 365 at Londoff.com. LONDOFF.com. Dan, sing the jingle, buddy.
Johnny Londoff Chevrolet.
Wow. Wow.
Hey, this guy's name is Dean.
I didn't ask about Dean.
It's K-A-R-M-Z-E-S. And doctors call him the perfect human.
Yeah. Perfect human specimen.
Oh, yeah. Frank, you used to have that title.
No, I was called the perfect specimen.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what it is. All right, kids. Well, hey, everyone, drive safe out there. Great talking to you. Yeah. And please come and see us. We'll make your transportation needs come true.
Well, that's what a great way to close it out. Make your transportation needs come true. They're on the way.
Thanks. See
you. Thank you, John.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right, can he hear me now?
No.
He all but said I was making up the story about the runner.
Mm-hmm.
You heard it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, like that really happened. Well, it did happen. The guy ran. See, and notice how he didn't want to talk about it after you said, oh, here's the guy's name.
Yeah.
He wanted to move on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Practically called me a liar.
Kept shutting
story.
It down.
True story. We are going to break, and then we're coming right back with the lovely Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she'll talk about a movie on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's get some airborne traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, Dan, the Larry that called in on Friday?
Yes.
I'll tell you what, if he wants to go 70 miles, he's got 70 miles per hour, 270, you can do it. It's wide open now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's looking good from Highway 70 all the way down. It just slows down a little bit before you get to Doherty Ferry. If you're traveling westbound on Highway 70, you'll start tapping the brakes a little bit after 270, slow all the way to the Blanchette Bridge. Everything else is looking pretty good. Westbound 64, I see no delays to the Boone Bridge. On eastbound 64, it's a great run to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this traffic report brought to you by Centricon. Stop the termite queen with Centricon system. Scientifically proven to kill the queen and her colony. Go to deathtothequeen.com to find a certified Centricon specialist. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is it. The big dance. March Madness. And your Missouri Tigers are in the thick of it.
Nemchek on the right side comes middle of the floor. Knocked away by Bell. Taken by Bell. Into the front court to the rim. Lays it up and in.
This Thursday, Coach Frank Haick and the Missouri Tigers are in the NCAA tournament in Lexington, Kentucky to take on the Rams from Colorado State.
Bang! He buried it.
Coverage begins at 7:45 p.m. and the tip-off is at 8:20 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
It's no secret that creatine works to help men get bigger and stronger faster. And right now, you can qualify to receive a bottle of an amazing breakthrough called Pure Creatine if you can answer yes to one of the following three questions. Are you looking for a proven way to power up your body? Would you like to build more speed, endurance, and strength? How about lifting more weight and doing more reps? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you qualify for a full bottle of Pure Creatine for just $9.95. Call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. Hundreds of studies and millions of athletes have proven that creatine works to make you bigger and stronger faster. But why pay $40 when you can get a full bottle of Pure Creatine for less than $10? This offer won't last, so you must call now. Put the explosive power of creatine to work for you. To receive your full bottle of Pure Creatine, call now, 1-800-ATHLETE. That's 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E. 1-800-A-T-H-L-E-T-E.
Jason Mott. used to be a catcher. Now, as a closer, he consistently throws in the upper 90s.
Got him. 98 miles an hour.
Sometimes he reaches 100.
Drive, three, call. He struck him out.
Can you imagine an arm that strong behind the plate?
And a throw by Molina, and the runner is out.
Yadier Molina, replica gold and platinum glove award. Sunday, April 14th. Go to Cardinals.com for tickets.
Single game tickets for the 2013 season are on sale now. This year's schedule features lots of great promotional giveaway items. As a matter of fact, the month of April is loaded up. There's the Stan Musial harmonica, the adult replica alternate jersey, the 2006 replica World Series ring, the Carlos Beltran bobblehead. Single game tickets for the upcoming season are on sale now.
Hi fans, it's Bill DeWitt. I want to thank you for your tremendous continued support. And don't forget to get your tickets at Cardinals.com.
Whoever came up with the saying, put your money where your mouth is, must have had some dental work done. Just a filling can cost over $100, and other procedures like crowns and root canals can cost you hundreds more. Without dental insurance, you could be putting a lot of money where your mouth is. Fortunately, you can get dental insurance for less than a dollar a day. This isn't a discount plan. This is real dental insurance that can cover over 300 procedures, everything from cleanings and fillings to crowns and dentures. To have a free information kit mailed directly to you, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-300-0855. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. You can see any dentist you choose and never pay a deductible. Get coverage for less than a dollar a day and put less money where your mouth is. For your free information kit with all the details, call 1-800-300-0855. 1-800-300-0855.
Are you taking pills for male enhancement? How much are you paying per pill? $18? More? If you're paying $18 per pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. What if I said we had one for less than $2 per pill? Guaranteed to deliver real results. Skeptical? Before you pay even a penny per pill, to prove it works, we'll send you a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free. Call this toll-free number now. 1-800-955-2423. Bravado is one of the safest male enhancement pills available because each capsule contains natural ingredients that will safely increase your libido fast. It'll boost your confidence in the bedroom and even give your partner a more satisfying experience. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, call now. 1-800-955-2423. Stop paying for expensive male enhancement pills. Pick up the phone and get a full-size supply of Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-955-2423. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-955-2423.
Did you know canine athletes have at least twice the athletic endurance of human athletes? That's why Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition formulated to help fuel your dog's natural athleticism. Join the Pro Plan Facebook page today for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog excel on his journey towards achieving greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Don't miss Supercharged Friday, March 22nd, when Casino Queen will give away a brand new 2013 Dodge SRT8 Charger provided by Royal Game. Earn entries beginning March 1st. Key drawings March 22nd, every hour from 5 to 9 p.m. At 9:30, if your key starts the car, it's yours. At 10 p.m., a second chance winner gets $10,000 Royal Free Play at the only employee-owned, locally-owned casino, Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's March. Time for things to get green. But more importantly, it's time for the best college basketball teams of the country to face off in the annual race to the championship. It's March Madness on KTRS. From the conference tournaments to the big dance, the big sports show weeknights from 6 till 9 will bring you full coverage. Brought to you by Heartland Bank. Real life banking. Online at heartland-bank.com.
That's sloppy.
Sloppy. Everything about it is appealing.
Dan,
what?
You still have the Buse Boys number?
The traffic,
Oh, man.
No way could you get that happy feeling.
It is time to check with Dawn Meadows Dixon, courtesy of Ashley Home Furniture, Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Ashley Furniture Home Stores has 6 locations in the St. Louis area. They're in Edwardsville, Shiloh, South County, West County, Florence, and Anne O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores proudly presents Dawn Meadows Dixon, everybody.
Great open.
Well, it would have been. It was a little sloppy there in the transition. Needs work when we make the transition over to Ethel Merman. Boy, we're really short on time.
I know you are. Well, I just have to tell you quickly before I talk about my movie. Okay. Uncle Frank was right. I was in Chicago this weekend. I told you I was going to try to take the girls to a museum, the art museum, field museum. And I said, okay, what day are we going to do the art museum? Or would you rather do the field museum? And they looked at me like,
how about
I was from
no museum?
Planet.
Yeah.
And then I said, that's what Frank said. And so you were right. We did not go to one museum.
Wow.
And just say that, to hear a woman say to me, because I'm married, to hear a woman say you were right, I just don't get to hear
you
that.
You love that, don't you?
Yes, I do. Just say it again and say you were
you
right.
You were right, Frank.
Wow, that sounds good. Holy cow. Never hear that. What's our movie today?
Okay, the movie is a little heavy. I will warn you. But we are, there's slim pickings out there right now. Oz, the Powerful and Great, did very well again this weekend. And then, of course, there was the Burt Wonderstone film that I didn't really care for. And also opening this weekend was The Gatekeepers. Have you? Do you know anything about this documentary?
I've never heard of it.
Okay. It just came to St. Louis. It was nominated for an Oscar this year. It did not win. It lost, of course, to Searching for Sugar Man. And it's a documentary featuring, now this is very heavy, but for those of you who are into this kind of political thriller stuff, this is real. This is a documentary about the 6 surviving members of the Israeli Secret Service, who basically they were formed after the Six-Day War in 67, and then they evolved. And they really showed the behind the scenes, how they just take people out in the name of their country. And it's a very controversial film. Israel is not sympathetic to it. And these guys, it's a little bit of talking heads. It's a little hard to follow. But if you're into this, the basic question that is raised is, it's life and death decisions, and there is always a question mark. They think they've got the evidence that this is a terrorist, and they take him out, but they're never quite sure. And, of course, they do it in the name of their country to combat terrorism, to protect their state. So it's a very interesting film. I know it was shown at different film festivals, and it was sold out, of course, nominated, did not win. So it is now playing in St. Louis, and it will be open through this next weekend as well.
And it's The Gatekeeper?
It's called The Gatekeepers, and it's these guys who were formerly in the Secret Service Agency, which is a very hush-hush. I mean, these are state-held secrets that they are revealing as
well, that's
to
why
how
it's called
they
secret.
Combat terrorism.
That's why it's called secret. It's hush-hush.
Yeah,
hush,
they're
secret
supposed
service.
To be hush-hush.
Right.
Otherwise, it'd be called blabbermouth service.
And so what's really kind of interesting is they talk about it so nonchalantly. They're interviewing these guys. Some of it is in subtitles because some of them speak English, some of them don't.
Now, let me stop for a second. Dan, ask Bill if he can go in the Playhouse. I have to do this.
Oh, I'm okay. Sorry.
No. I have to do this because every once in a while somebody will say something and it'll trigger something like this. Does anybody ever speak chalantly? It's always nonchalant. He was so nonchalant, but nobody is ever chalant.
Ambivalent.
Wow, did you see how chalant he was?
So this is why you want Bill to go to the Playhouse. I thought you were intrigued with the story.
No, I don't care about the documentary. I just, when you said nonchalant, I just all of a sudden realized I never heard anybody who was
they
chalant.
They seemed emotionless. How about that?
It's not your misuse of words. It's that I just forget it.
I
just
understand.
Never
it is a weird word.
You
nonchalant,
don't hear people say
chalantly.
Yeah, and he was so chalant. I don't even know if that's ever been used before. So the Gatekeepers, how many ARDs?
3 ARDs.
Wow, that's
it's for a specific crowd, though. I will tell you, if you like this kind of thing, when they start to do it on 60 Minutes, this is an hour and 35, and it digs deep and it's fascinating. It's very well done.
Here we go, 3. Here they come.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Next
Dan,
time, don't be
I
so chalant. Don't be so chalant. All right, talk to you next time. There's your song
for
next time, everybody. Courtesy of Ashley Furniture Home Stores. 6 locations in the greater St. Louis area. Man, I got to apologize to Bill. We're never going to make it. Hopefully, go in the. Hopefully, go in the playhouse. We got a bunch of. Okay, great. That's great. I will probably. I'll probably talk about the. Yeah, I will in the playhouse. Did you see any of the Dennis Rodman interview with George Stephanopoulos? Did you see this guy?
No.
Dennis Rodman may be the dumbest guy that I've ever heard speak. What a complete dumb moron this guy is. Great basketball player, given that, but whoa, did he come off like a stupid, ignorant person when he was talking about his friendship with that little fat guy, North Korea, who wants to bomb us and blow us up. We'll get into that a little bit later. Right now, we're going to get into American Equity Mortgage, or you're going to get in there, hopefully, if you need to borrow some money. Rates are still low. You hear all the commercials, the ones that actually start to irritate you, that make you think, like, you better act now. Rates are going up. They've been saying that for 2-3 years, whatever. Yeah, they'll go up eventually. I'm not going to try to sit here and tell you next week they're going up. I don't know. They're not going to go up that much next week. It doesn't matter. Why would you put off borrowing money to pay off bad debt like credit card debt? Why would you put that off? Forget whether the rates go up or not. The longer you continue to make those credit card minimum payments, you're just getting hosed in high interest. Get rid of it. American Equity will tell you how to do that if you're a homeowner, because you have what's called equity, and that's a great thing to have. You're renting? Stop it. Get yourself a place. Scratch up a down payment. They'll help you make that happen, too. They work fast. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. And you know what I just did? I looked at the clock and I realized I thought it was a minute later than it is. Oh. I have a minute.
Well, how would you...
What in the world?
I have a whole... I'm losing my mind. I have a whole minute here. American Equity, 314-878-9999. So Dennis Rodman is talking about, you know, visiting that guy that wants to kill us. And
Kim Jong-un, whatever.
Yeah, what the heck kind of name? So Stephanopoulos says, you know, you say he's your friend. He goes, and Rodman says, yeah, dude, yeah, dude. Kept calling him, dude, yeah, dude, we're friends. He goes, well, your friend is a murderer. Your friend has murdered lots of people. Well, dude, he said, dude, you know, that's politics, and that's another thing. But he's my friend, and that's politics. He said, look, President Clinton had a girlfriend in the Oval Office. I mean, and Seven Office said, yeah, but he didn't kill a bunch of people. I mean, it was unbelievable. Yeah, but dude, we're friends. It is 5 o'clock. Don't go away. The Playhouse is coming up, and a great blonde joke. Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC.